This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Scott Simon. The Silk Road, the centuries-old trade route that the West traditionally associates with Marco Polo, is believed to have brought silk and pasta from China all the way to Italy. Of course, it didn't happen quite like that. History always depends upon the teller of the story. And we have a new version from Jen Lin Liu. She is an American food writer who lives and works in China. She's written a book called On the Noodle Road, and she joins us now from our bureau in Beijing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, first of all, your road, the Noodle Road, is it the same general route as what we think of as the Silk Road?
Yes, I traveled from Beijing all the way across northwestern China, Central Asia, Iran, Turkey, through the Mediterranean coast, all the way to Italy.
And along the way, you looked into the popular idea that Marco Polo was the one who brought pasta to the West. Is there anything to that?
I did. I looked into that myth, and it's so amazing how widespread that has become, that myth. It turns out that the Marco Polo story of him bringing noodles from China to Italy actually originated in a trade publication in the United States by the pasta manufacturers of the U.S. It was called the Macaroni Journal, and in it was a story about how Marco Polo arrived at a destination that seems more South Pacific than Chinese, really, and comes across natives drying strands of dough. As it turns out, Chinese don't dry their pasta the same way Italians do.
This book is, of course, a travel book, but it's part history, it's part anthropology, and about food. But one of the things that was so striking to me was that there were lots of descriptions about the way that women work, the way women are treated, lots of cooking lessons from women. Did you begin this project thinking that you'd spend so much time listening to women tell their stories while they taught you to cook their recipes?
No, that was actually one of the most unexpected and happy surprises of the book, was that I was able to bond and learn from so many different kinds of women along the road. I was invited into cooking schools in Uzbekistan, a cooking school that prepared women for marriage. I was invited into a women's only cooking school in Iran, where, you know, everyone took off their headscarves and revealed, you know, very racy clothing beneath their dark hijabs. It didn't start out that way. I mean, I think it really fit in with what was also going on in my life. I had just gotten married, and I was trying to figure out what it meant to be a wife and how I felt a little uncomfortable with that word. And, you know, I just met all kinds of women all along the route who were struggling with that balance between family and themselves, tradition and breaking free of those traditions that had kept them in the kitchens.
What was your favorite noodle recipe from this trip?
Can I just say my favorite three, perhaps?
Okay.
Would be the dumplings that I see all along the path, the manta of Central Asia, which are these large steamed dumplings filled with pumpkin or lamb and served with a clotted cream. And that dish becomes manti in Turkey, and the dumplings become much smaller, like tortellini, and they're filled with beef and onions there. And then they're served with a yogurt sauce drizzled with mint and paprika. And then in Italy is tortellini, and those were often filled with ricotta cheese, parsley, and served in this amazing sage butter sauce.
Now that you've been all the way along the Silk Road or the Noodle Road, did you reach any conclusions about who does it best?
It's a real toss-up between Italy and China. I mean, I think both ends of the Silk Road, you really get a refinement of pasta and noodles that you don't really see in the central part of the route. And that is really one of the pleasures of noodles, is that they come in so many different forms. They can be steamed or, you know, stir-fried or boiled and, you know, covered in everything from breadcrumbs in Italy and anchovies and turnip tops in, you know, southern Italy to China, where noodles are stretched magically thin by hand. So it's amazing what you see on both ends.
Did you gain 20 pounds while you did this?
I definitely gained some weight.
Chen Lin Liu's book is called On the Noodle Road, From Beijing to Rome with Love and Pasta. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.